President Trump visits Kenosha, Wisconsin today, 9 days after a white police officer there shot Jacob Blake, a black man, in the back, paralyzing him from the waist down. Protesters took to the streets, and over the weekend, armed civilians showed up. One of them, 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, has been charged with homicide in the shooting death of two people and the serious injury of another. Now, last night, President Trump condemned the shooting death of a far-right militia member during separate protests in Oregon, but then came to the defense of Rittenhouse, who is seen on tape running toward protesters with his gun, shooting one before tripping, and again is charged with killing two. His lawyers say he was defending himself. The president seemed to agree.
We're looking at all of it. That was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation.
So what happens when a president defends an accused shooter? Let's bring in Jeffrey Toobin on Skype. He's a legal analyst for CNN and The New Yorker, also author of the new book, High Crimes and Misdemeanors, The Investigation of Donald Trump. Jeffrey, the president making statements about this shooting, there's an ongoing investigation, likely to be a trial. Any legal questions about, you know, maybe the president having influence on the outcome here?
Well, he is an American with First Amendment rights, and he can express any opinion he likes about a pending legal matter. As a prudential matter, as a traditional matter, as a matter of norms and customs, presidents have not expressed opinions about pending legal matters, especially criminal cases. This is a norm that the president has violated, like so many norms he has violated, but I want to be clear, it's not illegal for the president to express an opinion like this.
Well, but some people might be remembering when then President Obama reflected on Trayvon Martin, who was a shooting victim in Florida, saying that he could have been his own son. This was before there was, you know, any, you know, trial or consideration there.
Right. I mean, that's a very different situation. I think the closer analogy, it goes back much farther, is the Manson case, the Charles Manson case in Los Angeles, that during the trial, then President Richard Nixon expressed the view that Manson was guilty, and Manson held up a copy of the newspaper for the jury, and it caused a sensation, and it was widely considered inappropriate. Again, it wasn't illegal. They're just something that presidents generally think it's better not to do.
The president has also called Black Lives Matter a symbol of hate. He's exaggerated the violence on the streets. There have been mostly peaceful protests, although no question violence. Again, supported somebody who came with a long gun to a peaceful protest. Can the president be held responsible for ginning up armed civilians and sending them into protests on his behalf?
I don't see any way he could be held legally responsible. You know, the legal rules of causation are pretty strict. So I don't think he could be sued for damages in connection with any of these elements. But he could be held responsible by the voters. He's about to come up for reelection. And this is obviously something that has turned into a major flashpoint, and the voters can make their judgment in part on this issue. But I don't think there is a technical legal problem for the president, given what he said.
And by the way, Vice President Biden, in his speech yesterday, condemned violence on all sides. You know, some will, I'm sure, question why we're even talking about this, because they feel that when President Trump makes statements like supporting a 17-year-old who, you know, even on video, you can see has taken his long gun into a group of protesters, that's just a distraction, this is exactly what he wants us to do instead of focusing on the shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. You're, you know, put on your political hat. I mean, it's hard to understand why he's made these statements. Do you have, you know, any thinking on that?
Well, I don't think it's hard to understand why he's made these statements. I think he feels like the forces of white backlash will help him get reelected. I don't have any problem covering the statements. I mean, I understand what we do has political implications, but I am perfectly comfortable with the idea that we cover statements by the president, especially when they're outrageous.
Jeffrey Toobin, legal analyst for CNN and The New Yorker, thank you.
Thank you.